Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
Hi, my name is Felicia J, and I'm in the den with Nyla on Power 904.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nala, and we're sitting right here in the den on Power 904, as always. And I'm sitting here with a dear friend, you guys. She's not just a friend. She's an author as well. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
Hey, everyone. I am Celicia J. I'm happy to be here.
That's what's up. So tell us a little bit about Miss Celicia J. Like, who are you?
Well, Celicia J is an author, motivated speaker, motivational speaker, and I'm an actress. So I'm all in one. You got it. I'm here.
Okay. Yes. So you said an actress, an author, and a motivational speaker.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
Well, the actress, I've been a couple of years now. So the motivational speaker, I've been doing that, seemed like all my life. I'm always talking to people, but I would say more likely the past 5 years, people come to me for advice, and don't ask me for the advice if you don't want the real, because okay. I'm going to give you the real. Now, don't get mad at me when I tell you how I feel, but, you know, when it comes to my children, I try not to give them advice unless they ask for it. But if my friends and people that just randomly start talking to me, I'm going to tell you how I feel. And you either accept it or you don't. It's just me.
That's real. At the end of the day, that's real. Okay. Right. So motivational speaking, we're here at Power 904. We support mental health a lot. And, you know, they only do it like once a month, which is in the month of May. We try to continue to do it on a constant basis here. A lot of people feel like they can't express themselves when it comes to mental health. How do you feel about mental health?
It's important. I mean, experiencing the things that I've gone through in life, if you don't have someone that can motivate you and empower you to be great, it can put you in a state of depression. So, you know, mental health is very important for everyone. And I would do anything to, especially when someone is down and need someone to, you know, lift them up. I try to be there for people that reach out to me. So.
Okay. So can you give us an example of something that you have went through, and how did you get through it for some of the people that's out here that's struggling and may feel like, you know, there is no hope or there's no way out? Do you mind sharing a story with us?
Well, I have been abused before. I've been a victim of domestic violence. Actually, I've been abused from like the age of 15 to about my early 30s. I'm not going to tell you my age, okay? But how I dealt with the abuse, first of all, while you're going through it, you cannot imagine the state of, I would say, I felt like I was alone, you know? And I know people feel like that when they're going through something, they feel alone and they feel like the world is coming down on them. I felt like I was ugly. I felt like I was not worth anything. And since I had been abused most of my life, it was just like, I didn't know how to dress. I didn't know how to have a conversation with someone without feeling like, you know, that I wasn't worthy enough to be in front of whoever it was, if I feeling like people were better than me. And how I got out of it was, I'm gonna give you a real life story. I had been abused for a long time, and I was with my ex-husband, and he would talk down to me. He would put his hands on me, and then he wouldn't come home a lot of nights. So I was home alone. And then I used to sleep with my radio on, my TV on the music channel. And I was sleeping, and the song came on Me by Tamia. And I was sleeping so good. But that song woke me up out of my sleep. And I instantly started crying. And it was like it was meant for me in that moment, right? And I would listen to that song constantly, and it reminded me that I was somebody important, that I am somebody, and I need to love myself. So I wasn't loving myself. And how I got out of it, I kind of just made a plan. I knew I wanted out of it, but because I had children, and I ain't gonna tell you how many kids I got. No, just in my book, I have 7. But at that time, I only had 5. So it's important. It's not easy for a mother to pack up her children and leave. They have to come up with a plan.
Right.
So I started working on my credit. I started, you know, actually trying to save money, and I wanted to buy a house because I was living in Jacksonville, and I wanted to buy a house, and I actually attempted to, but it didn't work out. That was God's plan. I'm not even mad at that, right? But I planned my way, and I tried to make it be that I was including Him because I was afraid of what was gonna happen to me, so I included Him in the beginning, but we ended up going part ways, and He ended up getting His place, and I went up my place, but it took planning. I couldn't just do it because, of course, right. Jacksonville, they don't pay as much as they pay in Atlanta. I can't even lie.
That's fact.
So I wasn't making good money to support 5 kids. So I went and got a 2-bedroom apartment, and I put my baby girl in the room with me. And then the 4 kids, I bought 2 sets of bunk beds, and I set them up in the other room. And the girls and the boys shared the bunk beds in the room. And that was it. That's how I escaped. And then from there, things just started falling apart. It got worse and worse and worse. And then it just ended up being that I moved to Atlanta and we separated. But if you read my book, you'll know what happened that made me come to Atlanta. And it was a transition. It didn't happen overnight, but that was my way out of it. And Atlanta was the best thing I could have ever done for my life. So.
That's amazing. So we're mentioning the book now, so now we can talk about it, because that led you right into the next thing. And the name of the book is called I Survived. I Survived. So some part of the story that you just told is mixed up in the book, which we got to read it now because you're not going to tell us the whole thing.
No.
But what are some of the key points that you talk about in this book?
Molestation, because I was molested, being abused, you know, because we don't think it's abuse, but my book, if you listen to how I was abused, my mom didn't beat on me. My mom, she passed away when I was 6 years old. So, and that's in the book. And the story, what happened behind that, is in the book as well. Then I moved on to my grandmother, and my grandmother, she was raised old school, you know, where you get beat and she don't care what she hit you with. You got beat, right?
Old school. Yeah.
So, but then I was molested by, I can't even tell you the book, but I was molested. And then I transitioned to moving to Florida. And once I got to Florida, I was molested in a major way by a family member. So it's in the book. I can't give you too much, but then it touches on domestic battery. It touches on me having to survive because I've been on my own since I was 14. So imagine, I had my first child when I was 15. I didn't have a mom. My dad wasn't in my life. I didn't meet my dad until I was 18. So imagine all the things that I had to go through being on my own at 14. You had to do what you had to do to survive, right?
Right.
And I did. So it speaks on survival for me, and just everything that I went through, even having my children at an early age and not knowing how to be a mom. Because how can you be a mom when you never had a mom, right? How do you know a mom when your mom passed away at 6 years old and you've been on your own since you was 14? So I was basically just I was straight, right? I raised myself out in the street. I sold drugs, did whatever I needed to do to make sure that I could provide for my children. And then I met my ex-husband and I thought it was going to be better, and it wasn't. But God is good because I have a great husband now, and he is wonderful. But you can't come out of, and that's what my next book is going to be about. You can't come out of 20 years of abuse and not experience some kind of PTSD. And I wasn't healed. I was not healed. So the next book is going to be the journey for me healing and becoming the person, the book writer, the motivational speaker, and the actress that I am today. So
you are a strong woman for some of us women out there. Your story is amazing.
Thank you.
I can relate to you on some of that stuff. I became a single mom at the age of 16. Mm-hmm. And I raised my daughter almost the same way you did. I mean, my mom was there, but she wasn't there. So I understand when you're saying being abused. Mm-hmm. I was more mental abused than actual physical abuse. And sometimes that was more harder for me to get through because mm-hmm. those words play constantly in your head. So you always feel like you're not good enough, or you're not, you know, able, like you said, able to stand in front of people and, you know, do what we're doing right now. So this is part of what my podcast, this is what got me doing my podcast, because I'm like, somebody going to hear our story, you know.
Right.
And, you know, you said you had a song and yours was Tamia. My song was Beyonce on when she was in the movie with Jamie Foxx. And she was singing the song Listen to Him. Because, you know, that's one of my, like, key point songs. Like, you're going to listen. Somebody going to hear our story.
Yes.
And okay, that was my
child. Now, writing that book, I'm not saying I'm 100% healed, because I still cry when I think about some things, right? But it helped me to heal in so many ways till it was just like mind blowing. Then I started picking myself up, praying to God to ask Him for my purpose in life. And, you know, I know that you didn't just want me to be raising my children. And, you know, I ended up taking on two more children, which is in the book. They're biologically my niece and nephew, but I've been raising them since they were 2 weeks old. And I got them before I left Florida, and they're 14 now. They're my babies, they're my kids. And nobody could tell me anything different about them, my children. So I wouldn't have been able to, I was praying for purpose, and I was asking God, I know you didn't just bring me here to raise children and not figure out my life. I want to know what's my purpose, what you have for me. And when I started including God in my life, I could say my life changed in so many ways. And so now I read my Bible and I talk to God, and I try not to react, because, you know, when you've been street most of your life, you react on emotions. So I try to step back and listen. And sometimes it might take me 24 hours to respond, because I don't know how I'm gonna come at you. You don't know how you're gonna I don't know how you're gonna receive me. And a lot of people can't take my personality. They don't know how to take me. So I try to stand back and just breathe and woosah, and then say, you know what, let's talk about it. Cause then you're getting the softer side of me. But initially you get the hard side. But I've worked on that. And I've been a work in progress. So
I'm a work in progress too with you on that one. I'm still working on that one. I feel where you come from. And I feel like sometimes it's just a feeling that, you know, when you say people can't take you, it's like, do you have to put yourself in a certain stance to change for somebody else to be able to understand you?
Actually, no. Because I'm at the point in my life, I can't worry about what people think. So you either gonna like me or you're not gonna like me. That's why I put the book out there, because I done been a hoe. You know, I've been on my own since I was a little girl. I done did some things I am not proud of. It's in that book. You're not gonna be able to tell my story before I tell my story. So I've done some things I was not happy about. And I know people are gonna talk. So I had to get to a place where I didn't care what people think. You know, I'm going to receive whatever energy you give me, and I treat people how they treat me. So I can't worry about what people think, and I try not to. I say what I'm going to say, but I try not to say it disrespectfully. I want you to understand that we're going to be able to talk about whatever you want to talk about, and we can have grown-up conversation. I'm not going to get in my feelings. I'm not going to take it personal, but I can't worry about if you think that, you know, I'm the B word. You know, I can't worry about
right.
I can't worry about if you think that I can't change because of how I was back in the day. My past is my past. I don't live there anymore. So
right.
I can't worry about what you think about my past as much as you worry, you know, I worry about what you think about my future. I can't worry about that either. I'm trying to live my life to the best of my abilities at this point in my life, you know, because I wasted a lot of my life just trying to make it and worry about what people think and just
right.
trying to, I can't worry about that no more. You know, I'm going to give you the information that you asked me for, and hopefully you receive it well. And that's it.
That's crazy. So I have a question in the midst of all of that. So do you feel like as a Black woman, you know, in the entertainment or in the industry that we're in, what do you feel is the most hardest thing with trying to stand and say your piece in this generation of 2023?
The hardest thing, I don't think it's nothing really hard. It's a lot of competition out there. So I think that's the hardest thing about being in the entertainment industry. But I think that the people I've worked with so far, they receive me well, and they keep it professional. I've only ran into one person that made me feel like it was unprofessional. And I tried to give it 24 hours for it before I said anything. And then when I did try to say something, I think he didn't receive it well. I'm so used to people coming at me a certain type of way. Instead of coming at me professionally, coming at me on a level that is sexual or something like that. And they're looking at me, they're not taking it serious that this is my business. This is my business. I'm married. And they look at me and be like, oh, she's a nice looking woman. She, you know, they're looking at my shape or whatever. They're looking at me physical, but they're not trying to get here, and I'm trying to take my life on another level. So I think that's the hardest thing, is just getting people to pay attention to your skills and not pay attention to
X. Me. I like that. I like that answer. Yeah. So I have a wild card moment right here. Mm-hmm. So my wild card would be, okay, so you wrote your book. The name of the book is called I Survived. If you could get any characters or anybody that's out there to play parts and make a movie, who would it be?
Megan Good, Nia Long. I could see them, because especially Megan Good, because Megan Good done experienced some things in life, and she had to survive, and she had to do what she had to get to where she's at, right? I could see her experiencing the stuff that I've gone through. And because she's been surviving, you know, so it having different mean that maybe weren't worth so much, or, you know, maybe having one that was, but it just didn't work out. So I can see Megan Good doing it. Nia Long is because so many, over the years, so many people said, because I walk, I got the bow legs and everything. I look like
I
Nia
was
Long.
About to say your facials.
Nia Long is because of that. But I don't think Nia Long has had such a traumatizing life that she could portray it well. She could portray the grown-up version of me. But I think Megan Good would portray the rough version of me. She could do that.
I can see that. I gotta read the book though. We gotta go get the book. Then we can put all that together.
It's on Amazon. It's on Amazon. And okay. if you go on my website, SaliciaJ.com, scroll down to the middle of the page, it's where my book at, and click buy the book, and it's right there.
So okay.
And it'll take you right to the book.
So tell them what the website is one more time.
SaliciaJ.com.
SaliciaJ.com. Okay, you guys. All right. So, Miss Alicia, so I've learned some things from you, and I can take part of some of the stuff that you said and apply it to my life. But my most important question that I ask people is, first of all, it's an honor to be in your presence, and I really appreciate you for taking the time to do this interview. The second thing would be, if you could leave me with three things, if this was me and you, I won't never see you again, never talk to you again, what would you leave me with to remember you by and why?
You've already said it. I'm a strong woman. Speak your truth, remain in your truth, right? And follow your dreams. Just follow your dreams with all your might. Never give up. It's very important. Just never give up, because at the end of the day, God is your blood. He's covering you up with his blood, and he'll see you through any situation if you just believe in him and have the faith. But that's what I do. I just stay prayed up. I know God got me. And I would get the same thing for you to do.
That's amazing. Well, I appreciate you, Miss Alicia J, for stopping through the den. You will see this interview popping around soon. We have a magazine on our radar magazine. We do have our Power 904, and you will also be on our radio, Anchor, Spotify, Google, all of that. Amazon as well. So you will be able to hear your story all over the world, because we're international with it. So just stay tuned.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Remember, everybody, I survived. See this picture? I survived. And the book is about my life and up until a certain age, of everything I went through. The remainder book is being written right now, so it'll be out soon. So,
all right, you guys, you heard it here first right here in the den with your girl Nala on Power 904.
Yay.
Thank you, Miss Alicia. That was awesome. Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Turn it in and get you cooking dope. Turn it in and get you cooking dope. Again. Bend it over, drop it low, pick it up real slow. Gone and poke it out, start to shake it now. Shake your money maker, you know what I'm talking about. Got them standing round, pockets on tsunami. Throwing money up every time you go to drop it. She so bad, how you know she always the toppy. And I love the way she move, that's why I always watch it. Why the booty, big booty, we like all booties. Why the booty, big booty. I wanna see you. Why the booty, big booty? I like all booties. Why the booty, the big booties? We like, I wanna see you.
I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it.
I wanna see you.
Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it.
She no dancer, she like twerking. Hit the club after work with her friends. All baddies, will they dance? Do it gladly. They got money, they buy their own bottles. Whole clique bad, they like supermodels. Keep it classy, can't get nasty. Hit the floor, start it spazzing. Why the booty, big booty, we like all booties. Why the booty, big booty, we like all booties. I wanna see you. Why the booty, big booty, I like all booties. Why the booty, the big booties, we like all booties. I wanna see you.
I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it.
I wanna see you.
I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it.
Wobble the booty. I wanna see you. Wobble the booty.
see you wobble the booty.
The hottest indie.
When you gonna stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. It's been waiting for you. When you gonna stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. No matter the day or time, no matter if it's day. Time is a good time. Toss and turn it, and I can't get you out of my mind.
Thinking about me like I'm thinking about you.
And if the mood is right, baby, you can slide through.
There ain't nothing to be afraid of.
Baby, we both been lonely enough. Spark up a blunt and pour a drink up.
Off your mind.
I just be you and I spending quality time.
All you gotta do is stop by, my love will be waiting, be much appreciated. Yeah,
when you gonna stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you.
It's been waiting.
When you gonna stop by for love? Cherry blossom perfume so sweet. I'm an open book, get to know me. Is if you wanna show me, no sweat, baby, I'm open, yeah. Soft kiss on your shoulder, baby. When I look into your eyes, I see the stars.
So I can't surprise you,
baby. How do we like it? We ain't gotta go nowhere. Love you round the clock. In the area, don't hesitate to stop by.
You are currently in the den.
I'm not the same, they not changed, and I know it. How I go from drowning deep to making waves in the how I go from deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from drowning deep to making
waves in the ocean.
Yeah, God done changed your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. God done changed your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Yeah, God done changed your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. God done changed your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. It was a white boy with a gold grill from the south side on battle crew. Cool dude, and Mr. Test, and he do it for the 15. Somewhere between the deuce and the light at the next street. I thought about how good God been and how far he done brought me. So I'm riding around and I'm getting it. Bank account for 2 visits. Lights on and we eating. Good health and I blinking. That's when I start thinking. About the time when I blew it. Chose wrong and I knew it. That's when it got 2 minutes. Ain't things changed, did I change things? Talked to God and got the formula. Half the struggle I was really in was called no idea what I'm doing. Took a lot of prayer for determination. Humble pie for the extra flavor. Took a bunch of L's, never let it break. Thought my own lane, never started breaking. Got a Hemi engine, catch a hit in me. Got it sounding like a 1,000 bumblebees. Run off oatmeal and the belly made his little Chick-fil-A and it got in me. Wait a minute, it's a Jesus in it. It's a change, AJ. How you transform? Check the resume, I've been proud, vibe like a transform. I'm not the same, they ain't nothing changed. I know how I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from grinding deep to making
waves in the ocean.
Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Change a boy like Stephon from Steve Hurt. Okay, now boy, I'm feeling splendid. Need me some suspenders. Piped up, 3 stripes up, and these pants drop, I'm gonna split them. I'm the same T, but a new me, versus 2 if you ain't get it. The on me like the views, the butt in the back. But now HD in my picture. See, I realize that the real lies can't be seen without real lies. Some real ties to some real guys, got a real clear in my real mind. It's real life with a real guy, but the real part is
real hard. Come real fast, if these got up, then ain't none can hold me back.
I don't understand my sauce, catch up and mustard be pleased. Mustard the way that please. I be getting blessed, you think I had a disease. Just be coming out of me, I guess my face gotta leave. Call it that, I chew a bit. Now what you do for a sneak?
Listen. Right, maybe it's too wavy and the surfing ain't your vibe. Maybe you do some rap because tanning ain't your life. Don't mess with my feng shui, I just got it feeling right. My light work is light work, keep the shade and let me shine.
I'm not the same, ain't nothing changed, and I know it. How I go from drowning deep
to making waves in the ocean. Yeah, got to change a boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change a boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change a boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change a boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change a boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel.
Now that's dope. Right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.